Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. Oh, hide me. Hide me from the enemy. Oh, hide me. Oh, I need you to hide me. Oh, my. Lord, I'm asking you to hide me. Oh, hide me. Oh, somebody lift those hands and worship them. Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. I'll bless your name and give you reverence. I need you to hide me where the hands of mercy, baby. Ooh, cover me from the enemy. Hey, yeah. I need you to hide me. Hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. Lord, 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 hide me when my strength is weak. I want you to hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Oh, I need you to hide me. I'm asking you to hide me from the enemy. Oh, hide me. Oh, my. I need you to hide me. Oh, my. I need you to hide me. Hide in me. me you hide.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is, you're listening to Block Talk Radio, early Sunday morning prayer. You just heard Hide Me from Bruce Patham. We just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for another day of getting up and calling on his holy name. We just praise him. We missed last Sunday because I think Evangel Bernard put it out there, our founder and producer, that the broadcast hadn't changed the time back. But we're so grateful that Jesus Christ, that we're back on the line this morning and the Lord has kept us for such a time as this. We just thank Sister Dawn. We see her on the line this morning. We say thank you, Sister Dawn, for getting up early morning prayer, and each one in the chat room or on Facebook or Block Talk or the archives, wherever the Lord is allowing you to listen. And our precious callers that call in each and every day to be a part of this broadcast. But today is early Sunday morning prayer. We want to petition the Lord for everything and different things that we feel as though that we need or cry out, to pray for our nation, to pray for each and everyone as the Lord would lay on our heart this morning. We will wait on Vandis Bernard, but we're going to go on with the prayer this morning. We have Sister Dawn on the line at this point. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Dawn. We pray for each and every one in her family, and we just thank Jesus Christ for it. So with no other maladies, we're going to go before the Lord. Evangelist Bernard?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for you tuning in this morning for early Sunday morning prayer. Truly, the Bible says, he that seek him early shall find him. Amen. So we're going to read into your hearing this morning a scripture, and then we're going to go right on into prayer. Amen. Thank God for Sister Ruby this morning. Thank all of you all that have made a sacrifice to tune in to early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians. Thank you, God. I bless you today, God. And we're going to turn to the 10. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to read. We're going to start reading at verse 3 through verse 5. Amen. And say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. How many know that we have some strongholds in our lives that we need to pull down on this morning? The Bible says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Oh, hallelujah. Every thought, bring it into captivity. Amen. Don't even think about it. Hallelujah. To the obedience of Christ. Let me read this again. Because we need to know that our weapons, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hallelujah. We go war in the spirit this morning. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. We don't have to use carnality. Hallelujah. To put the devil to the flight. We don't have to use carnality to petition God and go before his throne. He said, the word of God said, for our weapons are not carnal. Hallelujah. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And everything, hallelujah, every high thing, excuse me, that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that's going to exalt themselves above God, we're pulling it down this morning. Hallelujah, we're going to do a declaration of war today. And glory to God, a declaration of war. What are we warring against? We warring against these strongholds. We warring against these spirits that come to seduce our mind. We warring against the attack of the enemy on our families and on our children and on our loved ones and on our country. We declare war today. We this day, hallelujah, we set now ourselves in agreement with the word of God. We are going to be some kingdom warriors today. We are going to attack the kingdom of darkness. We're going to pull down the strongholds of Satan. We're going to become a mighty warrior. Everybody ought to be a warrior. Everybody ought to be on the battlefield. Hallelujah. And we're going to advance on the kingdom of darkness. We will not be afraid are intimidated, but we're coming out victorious because the fight is already fixed, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We find us setting ourselves in agreement with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to declare this gospel. Hallelujah. We're going to use the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to do as the scriptures have commanded us to do, greater works. Greater works shall we do in the name of Jesus. We declare war on the kingdom of darkness with all the members of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, a name which is mightier than any other name. Oh, the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We come against the rulers of darkness this morning. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to give us strength. Hallelujah. We're asking you to sharp in every situation, Lord God. Sharp, Lord God, when we're weaker. Sharp, God, when we're confused in our mind. Sharp, God, when we don't know which road to take. Sharp, God, when we don't have an understanding of what you're saying and what you're speaking in this hour. Sharp, God, show yourself strong and mighty. Hallelujah, for we know that you are great, God, and you're greatly to be praised. Therefore, Lord God, we're going to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help come from the Lord, and we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they're saved. That's all prayer is. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is telling the Lord what he said in his word. We have some promises this morning. We have promises that we can stand on. Promises that God will always keep. All you have to do is be obedient. Hallelujah. We're obedient to you on this morning, God. Hallelujah. We're looking to you, Lord Jesus. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We can't do nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another opportunity to come on this line and lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're putting on the full armor on this morning. Hallelujah, for you told us in your word to put on the full armor, the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, is we're pulling down most principalities this morning against the powers, against the rule of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah, we come, hallelujah, standing, Lord God, in the strength of your might, standing on your promises. For we know that your promises are yea. We know that your promises are amen. Oh, God, and we're standing on them this morning. Hallelujah, for your promises are sure, God. We're standing on a sure foundation. We have no need to worry. We have no need to fret. We're going to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them that love the Lord, to them that love the Lord, and to those that are called. Hallelujah. We thank you for those that you've called into this marvelous life, those that are called according to your purpose, according to your will, according to your plan, God. We're looking to our future. We're seeding, hallelujah, for a harvest, not a harvest of corruptible seed, but a harvest of incorruptible seed. Hallelujah, for we are working, Lord God, to see the King. We're working, hallelujah, out our own soul salvation. If every man would look to themselves, if every man would begin to build upon this foundation, looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Stand your land. Keep your eyes fixed this morning. Hallelujah. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. We asking you, Lord, hallelujah, to shield us this morning. We want to put on the whole armor. Hallelujah. When we put on the whole armor, we are going to be able to stand. The Bible says, stand. After you've done all to do, stand. Stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth, and have it on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet, hallelujah, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, we're preaching the gospel of peace, not the gospel of confusion, not the gospel of envy and strife, not the gospel of division, but we preach in the gospel of peace. What is that gospel of peace? That brethren should dwell together in unity. Hallelujah, that we should all come together with one mind, be of one accord. We can do some great things for the kingdom if we get on one accord. Oh, God, above all, taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah. What is that shield of faith? We going to put on that shield. Hallelujah. We going to say, I can do all things through Christ. That is the shield of faith. Calling those things that's not as though they are. Hallelujah. Rising up early. Calling on the name of Jesus. The only name whereby men must be saved, wherewith we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of their wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. When you put on that helmet, you're protecting your head. Hallelujah, nothing can penetrate through the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. When you put on that helmet of salvation, hallelujah, you have a shield. You have already protected yourself. Hallelujah. And the sword, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit. We said earlier, we don't wrestle, hallelujah, with principality. We wrestle against principalities. Hallelujah. But our warfare is not carnal, hallelujah, but it's mighty through the pulling down of strongholds this morning. Put on the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is the word of God. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, we're lifting you up this morning. We're giving you praise. Hallelujah, praise for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Praise for all the activities of our mind, God. All activities of our limbs, God. Hallelujah, excuse me. We're praying for a sound mind this morning. A sound mind, God. We've already come against the principalities of this world, God. Now we're going to lift us. We're going to give you the praise because you're worthy of praise. Hallelujah, for the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Hallelujah, we're taking our cares. Hallelujah, we're leaving our burdens at the altar this morning. Hallelujah, and God, we're giving them to you today. Hallelujah, we can't do anything about them. We can't do anything about them, but we're lifting you up, Jesus. Hallelujah, we're giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory that you're so deserving of. Oh, God, we're asking you to go into the prisons this morning. Remember Danielle this morning. Remember Jamar this morning. Remember the women and men that are in prison this morning. Oh, God, give them a new mind. Create in them a new heart, God. A clean heart, Lord God. Go into the hospitals. Go into the nursing homes. Go into the homeless shelters. Hallelujah. Go into the governments this morning. Oh, God, go into the White House this morning. Oh, go into our schools this morning. Shield and protect our children this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your blood cover them, God. Cover them, Lord God, on the buses. Cover them, Lord God, in the vehicles that they ride in. Cover them as they play on the different activities and they get involved in sports, God. We asking you to cover them with your blood this morning. Remember all those on the social media this morning. Remember the Facebook family. Remember those, the Twitter family. Remember those that are going to the houses of worship this morning to lift you up and give you some praise. Lord, don't let them go out. Don't let them go out the way they come in, God. Change their hearts, God. Change their minds, God. Oh, God, give them a new mind in Christ Jesus. Remember your pastors. Remember your leaders. Remember your bishops and your apostles and your prophets and your prophetess. Remember your evangelists this morning. Remember your intercessors, your prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Those that are interceding day and night, God. Oh, remember the sick and the afflicted everywhere, God. Oh, we bless you this morning. Oh, we give you glory for who you are. We give you glory for what you're doing. Oh, we expecting some great and mighty works, Lord God. Oh, but help us, Lord God, not to be weary in well-doing. For you said we will reap if we faint not. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, God, teach us how to wait on you. Teach us how to come humble before the throne of grace. Teach us how to walk in humility. Teach us how to walk in love this morning. Teach us, Lord God, how to walk in obedience. Obedience to your spirit. Obedience to your word. Obedience, Lord God, to everything that you have spoken in our spirit to do. Lord, we lift you up. We have no one to lean on but you, God. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arm. We come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, we're excited about you, Jesus. We're excited about you, Lord. And we're making you bigger today. You're bigger than our problems. You're bigger than our situations. You're bigger than our mind battles. You're bigger than our physical body. You're bigger, hallelujah, hallelujah, than anything we can think, anything that we can ask. We are magnifying you this morning. promoted. Magnified means to lift you up. Hallelujah. We're making you bigger today, God. You are big God. You are great God. You are merciful God. You are kind God. You are loving God. And we love you today, God. And we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. There's anybody else would like to bring them on? Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you today, God.
Minister Michael, your line is open.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm good. You go ahead. I'm just listening.
Bless your name, Jesus. We're excited. We come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of low self-esteem. We come against these spirits. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of lack. We come against the spirit of poverty. We come against that spirit today. Hallelujah. If you have a mouth to praise God, open up your mouth and give him some praise. If you have hands to wave at the Lord, wave at him. Give him a hand wave. Hallelujah. If you have legs to walk, hallelujah, run around your house. Walk around your situation seven times. Do like Gideon. Walk around this wall. Hallelujah. And say, you're coming out today. I will not be depressed. I will not be disturbed. I will not be denied. I am determined to walk with Jesus. I am determined to stay in his word. I am determined to follow Jesus. I don't care who's following who. I have made up my mind. Make up your mind today to follow Jesus. Make up your mind today to not be denied. Make up your mind today to not be disturbed. Make up your mind today to not be depressed. Make up your mind today to be determined to serve God. I'm determined to serve Jesus. We have fought too many battles. We have came against the enemy. Hallelujah. When we didn't have nothing, we called on the name of Jesus. Don't call on the government. Hallelujah. Don't call on your schools. Don't call on your employers. Call on the name of Jesus. God is the one that opens up doors. God is the one that makes opportunities. God is the one that prepares you to go. Hallelujah. Tell somebody today that Jesus saves. Tell somebody today that they can walk in victory. Tell somebody today that God loves them. Tell somebody today that there's no sacrifice that they can make for the Lord, that he won't come in and bless them. He said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up. He'll lift up. What you mean? He'll raise up a standard against them. Don't be afraid. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. If you're walking in love, if you're walking with power, if you're walking with a sound mind, you have all the tools that you need. You have all the tools that you need to elevate your mind. Put your mind. He said, he that keep his mind stayed on Christ Jesus, he will keep him in perfect peace. Keep your mind on Jesus, not men. Keep your mind on the prize. Keep looking towards Jesus. Put those things that's behind. Leave those things. Leave those things. Hallelujah. Don't walk in your past. We can't live the law. Hallelujah. But we can live under this dispensation of grace. We're living under the dispensation of grace. Nowhere can we live the law. That's why Jesus died. He came in to, he died to restore us. He died to redeem us. What you mean, Sister Bernard? He bought us back. He bought us back with the price, the blood of Jesus. That was the price he paid. When he went to Calvary's cross, he paid a price for us. So now There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. We all have to remember where God has brought you from to excel you and to propel you into your destiny. We have a new destiny. And it's in Christ Jesus. This is a time of reflection. This is early Sunday morning prayer. God wants you to reflect upon his goodness. Reflect upon what he's done for your minister, Mike, Prophet Mike. Reflect upon it. Hallelujah. Some of us want to supersede God. We want to do more things than God is requiring us to do. God will not let nobody beat him did it. God will let nobody beat him walking in the spirit. God will let nobody outbeat him. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you're doing. What is God doing? If it's God's will, let it be so. You can't beat God did it. You can't beat God praising. You can't beat the army that God has sitting around his throne, the holy angels crying and singing every day, holy, holy, holy. He said, I'm no song the angels are going to sing that man don't know. Hallelujah. We can't beat God. Some of us want to outbeat God. Hallelujah. Some of us want to outbeat God. We can't outbeat God. Our arms are too short to box with God. The word of God says God's arms are not too short that he can't save. Neither is his ears too heavy that he can't hear. We want other folks to hear, but you better hear what thus say the Lord. You better hear what thus say the Lord. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Disconnect this season. This is a prophecy to somebody this morning, and we're going to end this. Connect. If you've been going around the same mountain year after year, year in and year out, disconnect yourself. Say, I won't be going around this mountain again. I can do all things through Christ. I'm going to disconnect. I'm detaching myself. This is a new season. Walk in your new season. Walk in your purposeful season. Walk in your destiny. This is a season for destiny. This is a season to do everything that you desire to do for the Lord. This is a season to call those things that's not as though they are. This is a season to declare and decree. This is a season to denounce. Hallelujah. This is a season to renounce. Hallelujah. And after you denounce and renounce, then you announce that I'm going to do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask God to give me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. I'm asking the Lord to not take his holy hands off of me. Hallelujah. I'm asking the Lord to lead and guide me. The Bible says trust in the Lord. Are we trusting in him? Well, if you're trusting in him, you don't have no need to be depressed. You don't have no need to be cast down in your spirit. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, Prophet Mike. God has a work for you to do. Lift up your heads, Sister Ruby. God has a work for you to do. Lift up your heads, Sister Dawn, Sister Arlene, Sister Carla. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? Who is this King? The King is not your employer. The King is not your children. The King is not your material possessions. The King is not your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. The King is not your present mind state. Who is? Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? Hallelujah. The Bible tells me, hallelujah, he is the Lord. strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Don't put your confidence in people. Don't put your confidence in things that you know not of. But you get in this word. Ah, Brother Mike, Minister Mike, I'm going to end on this. You have had some great losses this year. But guess what? Your loss is not bigger or greater than God. Hallelujah. When we lose loved ones, it's a hurting and painful thing. Yes, it is, to never recover. I thank God I lost a daughter 14 years ago. You never lost your daughter, Minister Mike, but you've lost a sister, two sisters. You lost a mother. My mother is yet in the land of the living. Sister Ruby, you lost a daughter. But our losses are not greater. And I'm trying to encourage you this morning. Our losses are greater or bigger than God. Hallelujah. Except a seed die in the ground, there could be no life. There's no new life. Something has to die for new life. Jesus died on the cross for us to have new life. Life and that more abundantly. Be encouraged, Prophet Mike. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's your moniker. Hey, if I could call liberal Democrat, the Lord dealt with me. That's his moniker. Yours is prophet. I can call you prophet. I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. If that's who you say you are, I have to respect and honor it. And I'm telling it before the audience today. I have to respect and honor. It ain't my position to question who folks say they are and who folks say God called them to be. That's not my position. I want to see Jesus. And when I see him, I want to see him in peace, Sister Ruby. So make God bigger today. That's my encouragement to you. Make God bigger than any situation that you're going through, any loss that you have had. Hallelujah. Any disappointment that you've had, anything that have come to seduce your mind and whispering demons. Make God bigger than the whispering demons. Make God even bigger than your enemy today. Hallelujah. Make God bigger. And tell God, I'm putting it in your hands, God. Because remember, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God, yeah, this is early Sunday morning prayer. If you didn't want to hear it, then you shouldn't have tuned in. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivered them out of them all. We have 45 minutes now live. Could have more live time on Sunday morning. But you're only going to get a few people to call in for prayer. Folks don't want to pray. They want to dance. They want to argue. They want to debate. Hallelujah. They want to create chaos and drama. Well, the Bible says a traveler. Every 90. Hallelujah, we on the highway to heaven. Are you on that highway? Are you on that highway? If you're not, I beseech you, I compel you, I admonish you today to get in this word. Search these scriptures for yourself. Find you a church home. Find you somebody, a leader, that you can invest in. Hallelujah. Find something in someone that you can sow into. Saving establishes your office. I'm not talking about money this morning. Sow your time. Sow a kind word. Sow a kind deed. Sow love. Hallelujah. Sow forgiveness. Sow mercy. Sow kindness. So, oh, Lord Jesus, so patience, so gentleness, so meekness, so humility. Though the seeds, though the good seeds and good fruits that you can sow into the lives of somebody else. God bless you on this morning. Hallelujah. I've completed my assignment today. That glory,
amen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. We're going to go and no more to say, but praise the Lord for the word.
Fair
this morning. We're going to go to Vicky White. Yo, because of who you are.
Because of who you are, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for putting in this morning. Have a glorious day. Tell somebody about
it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because your glory.
Oh, yes.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because you. Because
God bless you all.
God bless
you. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mr. Rudy.
Amen. We're going to close out.